And in fact, this is required by University Rule 12.01.99.M2.2.4, which says, and I quote, all faculty members will receive an annual notification of the terms and conditions of appointment for the next fiscal year within 2 weeks after the Texas A&M University budget has been approved by the Board of Regents. This notice shall contain the rank of appointment, tenure status, inclusive dates of appointment, salary, and any special conditions. Now, I am adding emphasis to the next paragraph. Any changes or additions to essential job functions noted in the original letter of appointment also should be included after appropriate consultation with the faculty member. Any changes to the terms and conditions of appointment may be appealed through Rule 12.01.99.M4, faculty grievance procedures not concerning questions of tenure, dismissal, or constitutional rights. My emphasis off. Faculty members are obligated to fulfill the terms of employment for the following year unless they resign prior to 30 days after receiving notification of these terms. So what this rule says is that any changes to the terms of appointment, in the case it varies by department, but in my department, non-tenured faculty, which we now call academic professional track, have received a 12-month appointment with 12 months of funding. Tenured and tenure track faculty have received a 12-month appointment with 9 months of funding, and then they would provide the other 3 months of funding from their research grants. The result of having a 12-month appointment is that vacation is accrued, and up to a certain cap, it can be carried forward with the balance going to sick leave. So the relevant part of the rule is any changes require appropriate consultation with the faculty member. It does not define what appropriate consultation is, but I submit that zero consultation is not appropriate consultation.